Hi guys, I'm Kathy. I'm an addict.
Hi Kathy.
It's a pleasure to be here with y'all. It's a great subject for me to speak on. I was pondering all day and doing some praying that God would have me deliver what is meant for y'all to hear. And I was thinking about today, resentments, and when I first came into the program, you know, I was thinking about the resentments that I carried in with me, and doing my fourth step the first time, and I did a fourth step three different times, three different ways, and writing on all the different ways, and the resentments that I carried, and how what a burden was lifted whenever I talked, you know, when I wrote on them. And, you know, I had a lot of resentment from the time I was a little girl. You know, the different things that I didn't even realize I carried around with me until I wrote them down. And what freedom came from actually getting rid of those. And when I wrote about them and shared with my sponsor, the joy and the freedom and the weight that was lifted off of me. You know, a few examples. You know, I had a resentment against my dad for a long time because, you know, he put a lot of expectations on me because he told me, I expect the most out of you because you have a lot of potential, which sounds like a good thing, but, you know, it really wasn't because, you know, when you put too much on a kid, it's harmful. So I had a resentment against him. Plus, you know, I was involved in a lot of things in school, but he never came to anything. And that hurt. That hurt me. But my brothers were involved in a lot of things, and he was there for everything. So I had a resentment towards him. And my first husband, who was the love of my life, you know, when I came into my addiction, which was caused by bacterial meningitis, they put me in a month-induced coma, medical-induced coma. And when I came out of it, I was addicted still to medication. And, I had a resentment towards my doctor because I felt like it was his fault that I was an addict. So I had to do, you know, I had to take a look at that too. And then my husband didn't understand addiction. And so he divorced me. So I had a resentment towards him. And, you know, I forgive him today. Because when you come into this program and you learn about spiritual principles and you start practicing them in your life, and you get through the steps and you realize what your character defects are, for me anyways, you know, those resentments were gone. And I started learning how to replace them with good things. And my morality started coming back. And I became a more spiritual person. And at first I started hearing about these spiritual principle things. And I thought, you know, it was some kind of religious thing. And it wasn't at all. It was just becoming a more moral person and how to treat people with kindness and love and respect, and instead of being egotistical and angry all the time. And to me, that's what a resentment was. You know, even today, instead of letting a person anger me, I have to try to be forgiving and try to, if I'm wrong, I have to try to work a 10th step and immediately make a direct amends to that person and try to, you know, do my part in it. And if there is a problem, usually I play a part in it. I have to take a look at what I did because usually there is a part. You know, it takes two to tango. And, you know, today in my life, there are, I try not to have resentments. If you're a part of my life today, it's because I choose to put you there. And if you're not, and if things aren't, if you're not spiritual and working a program, I have to change it. Because I don't want to be a part of crazy today. I have to live a spiritual program. I have to. I love all people, but, you know, I have to live by what I stand for today. So that keeps me out of resentment. There's things that come to pass in my life. You know, there's people that play different roles for me. And I have to, like I said, I have to take a look at my part too. My growing up and right in doing the fourth step. I'm working on my fourth step again. This will be my third time through it. And, you know, and the reason we do that is because, you know, everything continually changes and I'm learning more and more about myself and finding out that there are more and more resentments that I had and, from my past. And, each time I go through it, you know, I'm learning that there's more and more lifted from me and learning that there's more and more defects that I had and more that I played in the part of that resentment. But each time I write about it, it becomes more freeing. Things that I even are that I'm starting to remember about resentments that I didn't even remember about. And it's like an awakening for me. And then when I write about it, it brings out my defects. So it makes me take a look at myself too. And that's how I grow. And that's the beauty of this program. That's what I love about this program. You know, I resented, you know, my pastor growing up for just putting expectations on me too. You know, there was a lot of weight put on me growing up, a lot of expectations. I had a lot of trauma growing up. A lot of things happened to me. There's a lot of things that I got involved with, even after the drug, you know, into the drug use, became involved in a organization that was not pretty, and you know, I have resentments for that too. That it wasn't chosen, it wasn't me choosing it; it was chosen for me, and you know, it was hard. It was a hard life, and ultimately got out of it. But I have resentments towards those people, and. You know, I didn't think I did, but after taking a closer look, I do. I did. But today, instead of forming a resentment, I try to just, you know, flip it and try to find good in people and take a look at my part immediately. And if somebody is in my life that, you know, instead of forming a resentment, I try to just walk away from the situation and, you know, lovingly. And if I'm a direct result, I try to make amends. That's what our literature teaches us. And, you know, we have to practice spiritual principles. That's what I was taught, and that's what I'm trying to give away. And that's all I have to share.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Oh,
thanks,
Kathy.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kathy, for sharing.
You're welcome.
And I can't see. Close.
That is minimal.
Thank you. Okay. Now I'd like to introduce our second speaker. It's Aaron M. from Miracles at Work, group of NA, in the central Westmoreland area.
All right, Aaron. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
Gotta
get
some light on you.
Oh. My name is Aaron, I'm an addict.
Hi, Aaron.
Can I reopen this meeting with serenity prayer? God. Grant me serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen. I think whenever I came out here tonight, when I first got the message on my phone, I was thinking, Willie asked me, she said, "Well, you want to speak at 11 o'clock? And I was thinking, yeah, I'll come out, speak at 11 o'clock, take the late night show, you know, be like Letterman coming out in the middle of the night. I'm like, there won't be many people there. I'm like, I'll give like a nice standard lead and like, I'll cut my, you know, just come out and do what I do. And I go out here and, they told me that I had a topic and, like, to be honest with you, I told everybody, don't tell me what the topic is all day long. Because I think if I would have known what the topic was, I would have probably sat there and thought about it and tried to theorize it and thought of all the great stuff that I was going to say and then how it was going to be the greatest lead ever and how it'll change my life and your life and, you know, like, in the greatest leads ever volume, you know, leads ever to be given. But I waited right till the very end, and then I found out what my topic was, and it resentments. And I was like, shit. Resentments. I don't even know. Like, the reason that I'm here this week is because I got sick at work on Tuesday. I went to the doctors on Wednesday. They told me I had walking pneumonia. So when she messaged me, I was like, well, if I can make it, I'm like, I'll try to. And I took the longest time I could off of work. So whenever it became Saturday night, I'm like, I'll come out here. And I was like, so I came out and did it. And I think that sometimes I'm put in a place, or, you know what I mean, a thing for a reason. And man, resentments right now is something that I'm struggling with. And I'll start a little bit earlier, you know, from the time of whenever I first came to NA and I started working through my steps and getting into those things, and I heard people talk about resentments and they asked me, like, do you have any resentments? And I'd be like, nope, I ain't got one. I like everybody, you know, I'm good with whatever everybody did and nope, not me. No resentments at all. Totally happy with everything. And through going through my four steps, I realized pretty quick that I had resentments, and like my resentments that I had were like deep seated, you know, that like they were really ingrained and like chiseled into me, that these resentments, like the things that they were doing, like it was like somebody did something to me, it caused me to build a wall, and I act a certain way because it's there now. And like, and they always had the same pattern, and I didn't like the pattern, but it was the pattern that was there. And like, it just kept coming, and like, wow, man, whenever I really seen with those first resentments, really, they weren't like, there wasn't like 300 people on my total resentment list. There was like one, two primary people, you know what I mean, the people that were closest to me who hurt me, and they all had a common theme, but man, I carried those resentments far into recovery. You know, that caused me to act out, act certain ways, you know, build things up. It's because it always wants, that resentment is like, it wants me to try to protect myself. You know, cause it's saying, ooh, you got hurt, so guard yourself because you don't want to be hurt again. And like, maybe it's me, but I think that it's human nature, you know, because I don't want to be hurt again, and I don't like feeling feelings. I don't know if anybody likes feeling sometimes, even when they're negative. But, wow, like, I want to feel feelings and I want to try to pull walls down, because I've realized when I build all them walls with my resentments, the only person that I hurt with my walls was myself. Because, man, my walls were high. And, like, I put stuff back and I kept people at distances and I couldn't use words like love or like, I kept women further back and, like, I, like, objectified and did other things because I was like, well, if I keep you at this distance, then that's going to protect me. And I don't know, whenever they end up leaving or walking out or something else, I'm like, whoa, I was like, that's not really what I meant, but I acted a totally different way because I didn't want to be hurt. And I don't know. Like, I got rid of a lot of resentments, and it was all through step work. And, you know, they were cleared out. But those things have a funny way of returning, you know? And it's just like anything else. Like, sometimes I think that if I get rid of something, that it's gone, you know? And I'm not going to have to deal with it no more. And it's been something that I've been struggling with for, like, probably, like, the past, like, 5 or 6 months. That, like, I realized, because I was doing, like, some inventory on myself, and I was looking at it, and I was like, holy shit. I was like, you have a resentment against addicts. I was like, you have a resentment for the same thing that you are. Like, I can admit that I'm a total addict. I can admit to the things I can feel for it. I can have empathy. I can have sympathy. But, like, I started having resentment against addicts. Because, like, I put together some things and I had some other stuff. And, like, I bring people into my life. And like, they're hurting me. And, like, I put myself back into it and get hurt again. And, like, I have friends and they'll go back. And it's like, I hate it. Like, I hate it. And, like, and I realized that, like, I built a wall back from it that says, like, ooh, I'll just avoid, like, getting to know other people. I'll stick to some of the other people that I know because, like I don't want to put out the feelings and the emotions and the other stuff because, like, it's almost like I'm expecting it to happen. Mm. Like, it's sad that, you know what I mean, that in certain senses, like, I've lost hope and faith. And I do not think that's a good thing. And I just speak from my heart, you know. I really try not to, you know, like, say something or anything from a book or whatnot. But I was sitting there and I was really thinking about this resentment. And, like, I was like, because it would plague me for, like, days. Because I'd be driving and I was like, how can I hate? How can I hate the one thing that I am? You know, how can I? And like, I went and I got some other suggestions and like, I was searching through other people's and avenues and whatnot to get the answer, you know, and I got, like, pray about it and you know, the things you do to work on resentments. And I don't know how or where it totally came from, but none of those things were, like, really totally working for me or clicking. And so, much like anything else, if I wasn't finding the answer, I'm going to keep searching. So I was out and I hopped on the internet the other night, and I have no idea why I did it, and this is kind of crazy because it was just like 2 nights ago, and I typed in NA and resentment, because I figured if not there, if I didn't hear it in my own group, I didn't hear it somewhere else, like, might as well try the internet, because it don't lie. I was like, the internet's never told me a lie yet, so I'm going there. So I hopped on the internet, typed it in, and it came back with, it was a bunch of, like, chat forums and other stuff like that, and I clicked on it, and it was the harsh reality of what I didn't want to look at, was in the first sentence of it, and it was just a standard recovery website, and it said that resentments are the number one thing that take people back out.
Share that.
It said the number one thing. I was like,
sir.
I was like, shit. Like, I had never heard somebody say the number one thing, and this is, like, right out of, and, like, they're quoting other fellowships, you know what I mean, literature and things like that, and I'm like, I was blind to the whole idea of it.
Yeah.
And I was like, the number one thing, I'm like, not me, not this, not, I'm like, it's resentments. And I internalized that idea, that those resentments, the things that, like, fester inside me, the hatred, you know what I mean, remorse, the, they're just those ill feelings on people or you know what I mean? The things that draw me further away from being a spiritual being. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Of living spiritual or being that right person. Mm-hmm. And like that, for some reason, that is what clicked to me. Because praying wasn't, maybe it was the prayer that got me to that answer. You know, because it made me open-minded that I was searching for it, that I found it. Mm-hmm. And when I found it, it was instantly accepted. Mm-hmm. Because when I hear things like the number one reason that, because I'm like thinking like, well, I'm doing all right. You know, me and my crazy brain is telling me everything's going fine. You're doing pretty good. You know, life's going all right for you. And like, but I was harboring a lot of resentment. And it was to the thing, the fellowship, the people around me, like getting myself close to. And like, whenever I read that and like, it totally went back and it was talking about the resentments you have towards yourself. And man, whenever like I seen that and it was written in that whole webpage, and I read down over it, and I realized how dangerous resentment can be. Like, because those are the things that are going to drive me away. The things that are going to push me back. The things that are going to tell me to stay away from them. Don't talk to them. Go back by yourself. Work longer hours. Do more other things not NA related. You know? And that's where I can't live. And like that's how my disease works in me. You know, it wants me to stay further away. It doesn't want me to be here. It wants me dead, high, in jail, or alone on a daily basis. And like the longer I let it manifest or stay out without other people, that's how things like that get worked up in my brain. Because it tells me, don't like you. Because you're different. They're different. And like I left that, I didn't even realize it. I just thought it was because people close to me, they were really close, were hurting me. And that's all I thought it was. And I was like, you'd be hurt too. Because, you know, like I'm just going through it. But then like I really looked at it and I was like, damn, like you're building walls because of this. And you're keeping other people out. And you're not talking about it. Because I still don't want to talk about it. You know, I still want to keep it in. I still want to be something else. I want things to be differently than they are. But, man, when I heard them say tonight the topic was resentments, I was like, you gotta be shitting me. Because I was like, can I come up here and just sit and talk about, you know, my step work with resentments, or should I just talk about how I'm really dealing with resentments? Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, I'll go back to the old way I've always done everything and just speak from my heart. And I don't know. Resentments are something that can still do plague me. You know, I guess it's keeping that conscious contact and trying to live a life without resentments. And I don't know. I know I actually got rid of a lot of the resentments, and it opened me up a lot more. And it, you know, it made me more spiritual and got me back in. But those are the things that my addicted brain wants me to have resentments. Like it's telling you, that'll fix them. That'll get you. That'll make you better. I think that's all I got, though.
All right. Amen. Woo!